We'd like to say hello from the islands of Manila. It's very early in the morning here. The sun has just broken over the horizon, and it's very early. But we're feeling good in the Lord, and we felt like that we should call. Lord gave me a vision last night, and while we were trying to pray, and he was very good to us, so I felt that we should call. Hey, I got Brother David call up kind of early. I don't know whether he's happy with me or not. He's grinning at me. But anyway, we're so grateful to be able to come to you by radio or as it would be by telephone and talk to you about the wonderful things of God. We had a wonderful crusade. We closed out last night, and the crowd was, I would suppose, about twice as big as it was last weekend. So the Lord really sent the people out, and there was such a wonderful spirit, such a wonderful response. We've had a great crusade, and even though there has been a great hindrance, people interfered with it in such a major way until it is almost unreal. And especially many people that was involved that were innocent, and some that we gave a lot of money to help them in the past, and yet it seemed that Satan used them in such a great way to hinder. But even though some actually stood and boycotted, chanted against us to try to stop us, God overrode and just went right on. And some others formed in the area to hold their own meeting, and the Lord overrode them as it was in Africa, and continued right on as we shouted out the victory in Christ Jesus. I had seen a vision of Satan where he had come to me, and out before me was some beautiful fruit, and I could tell that Satan was wanting to get his hands on the fruit. But nevertheless, I turned and rebuked him in the name of the Lord and commanded him to leave, and he did leave. And of course, the major leader of the interference had to come back and apologize and beg forgiveness. I told some of them that the devil had gotten on the individual, and sure enough, they came back and apologized and said that Satan had gotten a hold of them. But as I said, it run a great interference, and I don't know as to what problems it caused as to the crowd. You know, folks are not coming, but definitely caused a great distortion and ended them. But nevertheless, God still gave us a wonderful crowd of people. And what we would have had, I don't know, had it not been for the confusion. We're still rejoicing over the altar calls because, as you will be able to see on the films, that night after night, people responded beautifully. And we had altar call after altar call with people just pressing to get in and as to praying for the sick. It's wonderful to know that we're well able to take the land. The giants look so small and God looks so great. And the fruits of Canaan look so beautiful. Till we're well able to take the land, no problem at all. As a matter of fact, God has abundantly swallowed up the enemy. And the wonderful blessings of God are flowing from breast to breast. Tears have been streaming down the face of different people as they come forth. And as they have told you, there is such a tremendous move among the youth that surely it is a crossing of the ponds and boundaries of death as to the message getting over to the people. And of course, that means a future responsibility of things that we must do for Christ. Someone must take control as to work with us in the situations as to frontier evangelism. And you being the people that God has picked for world evangelism as to this endeavor of just before the coming of Christ, I'd like for you to rest in the fact that God will greatly bless you. he told the vision, I could see why. So the coming of the Lord is right at hand. The Bible tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, but our adversary, the devil, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom we should resist steadfast in the faith. And the Bible says, cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense of reward, for we have need of patience, that after that we have done the will of God, that we might receive the promise. And the Bible tells us that in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. And that if we should faint in the day of adversity, that our strength is small. And we're told, of course, of the Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that we should, as Paul said in his writings, rejoice in the Lord always. Sing the song, rejoice in the Lord always. Paul said in his life, said, I say again, rejoice in the Lord always. So then it's a wonderful victory. Everything is working out real well. And because you have stood at your post of duty and being faithful and loyal as to what you are willing to try to do for Christ, then in spite of the evil things that Satan has done here, we are still the victors. And of course the Bible said we thank God who always giveth us victory. And this of course is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith in Christ Jesus. I had a vision, and in the vision I saw that from what I could tell, Satan was so upset over the victory that we have been able to accomplish here in this crusade, that he was going to come through a back door, as we say, and to make another attack in another way. And something that there shouldn't be any attack at all concerning. But he obviously is planning to do that. I had a couple of visions, and it was shown very clearly that something was coming about. And then that he had made this effort to stop us out of his anger. Then I have been praying and believing the Lord even through the night last night that God would completely swallow up the opposition of the powers of evil and give us a great, wonderful victory. So then, I just wanted to share my enthusiasm with you and tell you how much we appreciate you, what it means to us for you to rally on the home front at any time in a call of distress, whereas everything has worked out beautifully. I told Brother Taylor some things, and I said, Brother Taylor, I will take care of everything on this end as always. And of course, God worked a great miracle and everything was taken care of. But at the same time, whereas things was minimized in such a way that there should not be any interference, yet at the same time, God gave me a vision last night that Satan was going to attack from another source. And if he does, then this will prove again that you've done the right thing in praying and fasting and rallying on that end as to stand as a fortress for us in the time of the problems and oppression of Lucifer. So then we're going to say goodbye for right now. And then after we clear away here, we'll be immediately leaving for home. So far as I know, it'll be early tomorrow morning. And you pray that everything will be successful in flight. And, of course, I want to pray for you before I cut off right here. Precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, I pray that in your wonderful name, Jesus, Lord, that you'll bless my people back on the home front. Bless my children and God to watch over them, as in the many prayers that we prayed for them, even as Paul of old and John prayed for their spiritual children in the Lord. Father, I pray that through those prayers and through this prayer, dear wonderful God, that every one of these people will be blessed to be partakers of the wonderful benefits of the grace of God given through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at Calvary. Father, that you'll ever supply all of their needs, physically, financially, spiritually, according to your abundant mercy and your riches in glory. And dear wonderful God, that you'll watch over them, Lord, their companions, Lord, watch over their little children to bless them. heritage of Jacob, Father, to make all of their beds in the time of their sickness, to give them the power, the wonderful God over Satan, and as the Bible said, the God of heaven that giveth us power to get wealth. Lord, that you may abundantly bless them with a blessing filled up and overflowing, and the wonderful God that you might work with them in every way, that they may see the glorious light of the Son of God as you supply all of their needs in a bountiful way. I thank you, Father, because you've heard this prayer. You said whoever I bless would be blessed, and I'm blessing these people even as I've blessed these people in Manila by the wonderful Spirit of God and by the wonderful name of Jesus. I bless these people. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee in Jesus' name, that you take your hands off of God's people, off of God's heritage, off of the things that belong to these people. May they prosper. Lord, you said that you would bless them and they would prosper in all that they set their hands unto. And wherever they put their foot, that you would give it to them, Father, as an inheritance. So we are asking you to bless these people in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, heal the sick here in this audience. I want you to completely heal the sick and every oppressing demon. I adjure by the name of Jesus that it leave my people. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee that you take your hands off of these people as to sickness, as to poverty, as to oppression, in Jesus Christ, his wonderful name.